Blog Talk Radio.
Alright, y'all, we tuned in. You tuned in live. You know, I gotta switch up the shit, so y'all hold on a second.
I will always stand by your side. Through. Show me that you care.
Alright, call on the line. I see you. Give me just a second. We're going to get this thing started. Just a minute. We got to make some important phone calls. At 10 minutes past the hour, we're going to be calling up in one of these radio stations, man, talking to a friend of mine. Stay tuned. In a major way, man. Y'all hold on just a second. Beam a couple of people on up in here real quick. You must be out and about, my brother. What's happening?
I'm driving home, my friend. How are you doing?
Oh, man. Hey, man. I'm hanging in there. I'm trying to figure out what the fuck is in the water on Weeds Day. You already know. I got some calls, though. I got to call one of my homegirls in about 4 minutes. Told me to call at 12:10. And
I have a few more minutes till I get home. So when you go and call your home girl up, I'll end the call and I'll be online in a few minutes or so.
Oh, okay. It's all good. It's all good. Yeah, I got a call about we got a conference coming up down here in Florida, well, Tampa, that is. And it's the what is it called? Fuck a label, fuck a record label. Sign yourself. Music conference. And what it's gonna be? Yeah, it's gonna be talking about, you know, basically the problem with nowadays, everybody keep trying to run to a record label to get signed, all that bullshit. But in actuality, you know what I'm saying, with all the technology, you can do everything pretty much yourself if you just stay on your grind. So we got.
Huh? You guys still do finals? The good old finals?
Nah. Nah, there ain't no final.
I'm in the electronic music, you know, house music and stuff. We still do final. We prefer final.
You ain't gonna find no final down here. They still got like, you know, for like real DJ heads, you know what I'm saying? They have vinyl. It's a vinyl shop. The hell is it called? Vinyl Fever or some shit like that. Or,
yeah,
it's something like that. Yeah, but I mean, you rarely find, unless you go to like the white clubs. You know what I'm saying? You don't find that. You don't find no buying on the black clubs. Ain't nobody spinning. Ain't nobody spinning records like that. You know what I'm saying? Most people just pop a fucking CD player and let the damn CD play. Or they got CDJs or, like me, virtual DJ or some kind of, you know what I'm saying, artificial electronic program, but not necessarily the true vinyl. Like, you know what I'm saying, like a real DJ user.
Yeah, I used to mix the vinyl.
And I've mixed with CD, but I don't like it that much.
The
feeling
of the record when you spin it, that feels so
much better. There you go, first, right now. Vinyl over the CDs, people. Vinyl over the CD.
Well, the only thing about that my parents agree on.
Yeah, but see now with the vinyl, okay, y'all mix a lot of a lot of house and electronic music. So I mean, you know, you really need to be able to, because you're dealing with a lot of different sounds and stuff. So you need to be able to flip, you know what I'm saying, albums out real quick in order to be able to do a good mix versus CDs. You know what I'm saying? Which you can't just pull a CD out. You know, then you gotta wait till the CD pop out, load back up, and all that dumb shit. Well, that's the only disadvantage I see to it.
So what hip hop DJ does is he just makes transfers from one song to the other, and the house DJ, the songs are in bass is pretty boring, so he has to mix more faster, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah. That's what's up.
Almost home.
All right. Well, let me make a quick call, people. Let me turn my porn music on this week. Do, 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 do. Make a quick call. We're finna call Miss Mouth, a.k.a. Miss Buffy. And y'all hear what we're talking about just a second. Here we go. All right. Let's see here, where's the number at? Do, 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 do. And shouts out to Heavenly Angel, you know what I'm saying? Coming up in here early today. She's up in here early. All right, here we go. There we go, and we got a live people. I can't stop and give her a round of applause and everything, but we got a live on the line. Miss Mouth, what's happening, baby?
Miss Mouth isn't here right now. She went to her job. I'll tell her to call you back when she comes back.
Oh, Lord, I called the wrong person, baby, and everything. Well, I'm supposed to be having, actually, this is DJ Smell So Good on the radio, and I was supposed to be having an interview with her right now.
Oh, and I'll call you back when she gets here.
Okay, that worked. I know goddamn well I ain't supposed to call a goddamn radio station. But fuck it, we finna call a radio station. Here we go. That's weird. Damn, radio shit don't even pick up. Not normally a radio station to pick up, but you know what?
Shit, if this gonna be that kind of party, I'm gonna stick my dick in anybody's potato.
Fuck 'em. All right, it's all good.
I just got home, so I'm switching over to Skype now.
All right, that's what time it is. Yeah, cause answering, man.
I'll see you soon.
Going on. All right, Mr. Sinai, ladies and gentlemen. Sayonara. All right, and what? Okay, shouts out to the Queen of Tees. I ain't even going to go there. You know what I mean? Yeah. My bad, Heavenly Angel. I thought the damn answer machine would have picked up, you know what I'm saying? But they done pulled it off. Oh, man, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's all good. I'm going to call back.
Captain, I suggest the Vulcan mind probe.
Oh, wasn't really thinking about that, but yeah. And don't forget, y'all. You know,
we live here on 34th, man. DJ Smell So Good, you know what I'm talking about? We got that good old cannon for you. Sleepy jail in the world. I'm both fucked up right now, but I don't mean shit. At the same time, though, I'm still going to rock straight forward regardless. That's my life. Straight forward for life.
Let me get some of that. SFN Visuals in the building too, goddammit. You know we always on 34. Y'all need to go ahead, come down here, check this out. We got everything that a nigga need in the hood right here.
Right on.
Oh, yeah. Even though I don't go to it. MySpace.com/SFN Visuals. That's just real nigga shit. Y'all can hit me up. Trey Fo, Wrecking the Game Entertainment. Party time, smell good. This nigga here.
Yeah, Tabo, bitch.
Yeah, shout out to Sleepy J. I don't know what that motherfucker at, but today, people, is, you know, because I've been talking about this for forever and a day. This is what the fuck is in your water, and I had what the fuck is in on your water, but what the fuck is on in your water Wednesday, and we're going to be calling Halliburton today, man, you know what I'm saying, because I told you I'm pissed off, you know what I'm saying, and called I done called the president of motherfucking BP, you know what I'm saying? I done called too many companies, you know what I'm saying, for these punk bitches to tell me to everybody in the motherfucking meeting. You know what I'm saying? That's just something I just can't really get into. And I damn sure ain't finna say it. If you talk some said nigga, man, please. Queen of T's, nigga. How about that? Queen of D's. You on the wrong show demanding shit. Believe that. I guess you ain't know where you was at. This is the Starship Smelly Prize. You riding out with motherfucking Captain Smell So Good. You know what I'm saying? For all you motherfucking haters out there. Yeah, you get it two times fucking with a real nigga. You know what I'm saying? That's real. Let me go ahead and beam up unmarked call up in this mofo flipper, man, real quick. And let's see what's crack-a-lacking. You know what I'm saying? Let's see what's crack-a-lacking. What's that in the Skype?
Good day to you, Smelly Love. How's it going?
Timmy! All right, Timmy. Timmy's saying what's up.
Timmy,
it's Heavenly Angel, everybody. What's happening?
What's happening? That's right. I'm just waking up. What about you?
Oh, you're waking up like Folgers, huh? Am I in your cup? Oh, watch out.
Smells so good.
Let y'all know. You know what I'm saying? What's going on today, though? Because, you know, I'm going to call Halliburton and put my foot in their ass.
I'm drinking a glass of water right now. What are you doing?
Don't nobody go in the bathroom for about 35, 45 minutes. Just might open the window.
Woo, and I have to go right now, too. I just drank a whole glass of water.
All eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm going to beat your ass like a runaway slave. Start the music.
So how many chemicals am I really drinking here?
Man, please, woman, who provided that list?
I did.
Well,
remember?
You,
in the house.
Yeah, you already know. God
no.
damn it, over so many hours.
It's endless.
Fuck.
They had
I
a list
said,
from
fuck.
A to Z, okay? A to Z, remember?
That ought to tell you
crazy.
What you're drinking. You drink it A to Z, god damn it. You drink it.
Half the words you can't even pronounce.
Hey, let me ask you something. Is Queen of T's one of your motherfucking peoples or something?
Not mine, no. No.
I'm not mine.
That's a new one.
Well,
welcome.
Yeah. Welcome. Yeah. I went on to one motherfucking show talking about what the fuck was it? Queens of Queens show or some fag-ass shit like that? Went on these motherfuckers. Talking about goddamn sodomy and all of those old fag ass shit. Man, what the fuck about a bitch gonna save me as a friend? Bitch, I ain't. No. Now, you got the wrong motherfucking one for that. I don't get down like that and don't even like that kind of conversation. You know what I'm saying?
Ready
my ass hurt. Thinking about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I ain't with that, man. But I'm gonna call Halliburton today, right? You know what I'm saying? We're gonna call one of these motherfuckers from Halliburton. Halliburton is in on the same goddamn scandal too. You know what I'm saying? They're getting some kind of kickoff from it. You know, so in order to shake the leaves up, you know what I'm saying? You got to call every motherfucking body, not just one person. And damn it, I'm gonna call every motherfucking body I can goddamn call. So this shit here is talking about careers, though. I ain't looking for that. I need a good number on Halliburton. I think I'm spelling it right. Halliburton Company. Energy Services, Oil and Gas. Okay, Halliburton. Halliburton Company, there we go. Booyah. And, Mr. Cy, what's up, brother?
Where's the music?
I just got home, just checking some of my emails replying, so. Yeah, where's the music? Where's the porn?
Where's that porn? You know, we need to get down here now. To the nitty and the gritty.
Who the fuck is Queen? I don't know. I'm finna get into the wrong conversation trying to damn talking to somebody in the motherfucking chat room and shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a fairy tale, homie. Or homet. Or whatever you choose to call yourself.
Queen's having a good time in the chat room.
Yeah, I see. Knock yourself out. That is
Follow
your place.
Her dad.
Your home away from home. Yeah, I can't be having this on when I call them. Best of relations.
Send him the real doll link.
Shareholder. Yeah, I don't know that. I have to look that damn link back up for the real doll.
You know, www.realdoll.com.
Oh, no, nah, I just wanted you guys to sound more perverted than me. You know what I'm saying? Oh, the link. yeah, there's a bunch of freak of all freaks up in here, man. Right. This is not what I'm looking for, man. This is not Halliburton, the goddamn... Come here, I don't think. No. Okay, I do this. Oil spill. And we modest. Oil spill, San Francisco oil spill. Did you know the spill in San Francisco?
No, really?
Yeah, I never knew that. Wow. Well, this is some more shit about what's in your water. The Costco Busan. Damn, that bitch hit a bridge tower. Damn. This was in 2007 between San Francisco and Oakland, California, in which 53,500 gallons of heavy fuel oil, referred to as bunker fuel, spilled in the San Francisco Bay after the container ship MV Costco Busan, operated by Fleet Management Limited, struck Delta Tower of the San Francisco Oakland Bay Bridge in thick fog. Damn. The boat operator was impaired from his use of prescription pharmaceuticals while piloting the boat, which rendered him unable to use the onboard radar and electronic maps correctly, and that the Vessel Traffic Service of the United States Coast Guard failed to warn Coda that the vessel he was headed for the bridge. Coda was sentenced to 10 months in federal prison for his role in the incident. Damn. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger declared a state. This motherfucker, he steadily do some old stupid shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Talk some state of emergency. For what? But Florida's finna be in a state of emergency. You know what I'm saying? And they already talking about that, you know. So, good thing I don't live by the coast, but I live too motherfucking close to it. You know what I'm saying? Because one thing, people, you got to understand, when the motherfucking oil starts coming up on land, you know what I'm saying? As hot as it is down here, okay, that's gonna put a fume in the air. It's gonna put a fucking stench, a nasty biological stench in the air. That's really gonna fuck up a lot of people's respiratory systems. You know what I'm saying? Which is going to be another reason why they're going to sit up there and say, hey, we got to get you guys away from the coastline. We got to get you guys away from the beaches. Move you further inland. Which, bitch, it ain't nowhere to move at. Unless you can get the fuck out of Florida. So, you know, I don't know. My thing is,
they
I believe
they're
going
to clean
it up. Gonna
Where's the rescue?
They could have been motherfucking capped this goddamn shit. I keep telling everybody that shit happened in 1979. I'm keep saying that, goddammit, until somebody motherfucking listens. Shit happened in 1979. The shit could be capped. You know what I'm saying? Pump some fucking mud back into that motherfucker and cap the goddamn spill. Simple as that. Throw some hay over top of the fucking water. You know what I'm saying? And soak the shit up. Get a goddamn big-ass plane or something with a net to come and scoop up all the fucking hay at one time. And there you go. Fucking problem is solved. This is not no goddamn Einstein mind-boggling fucking problem here, people, because this shit has happened, and we have countermeasures, contingency plans, and all this other kind of fuck shit in place. You know what I'm saying? Which you just don't need nothing but some common goddamn sense. How the hell did you motherfucking get to the oil? You had to dig a hole, right? Well, if you goddamn fucking got a hole open, what do you have to do to clog it up? You fill the hole with the fuck you had, dug the fuck out of it. It's the same goddamn mud and everything else you dug out the bitch. You plug the bitch back up with it.
How about pressure?
Ain't no pressure. We got sump pumps. We got sump pumps that can pump motherfucking more goddamn. We can send a fucking space shuttle to space.
Yep.
How much pressure is that? How much pressure does it take to get to outer space?
A lot. A rocket.
So you can't, you telling me you don't have no other kind of machine that does pressure to get 5,000 feet into the dam under the sea level?
Wasn't that the 1979 thingy two times as deep as now?
Yeah, it was twice as deep. You know what I'm saying? They got twice
up?
As deep.
How did they cover that
This
up?
Is what I'm saying. They pump mud back into the biz.
Oh, yeah, then do that.
They pump mud. Let me, hold on, people. Hold on. Let me do something for y'all real quick. Ixtox 1 oil spill. And if anybody don't know what I'm talking about, it's called Ixtox 1, IXTOC1. Now, if you happen to be on blogtalkradio.com/WDGE radio, you will see countermeasures that I'm actually posting in the chat room. This is, there you go. Kevin Costner, man, fuck that fruitcake ass motherfucker. Passion these Christ. Motherfucker, crazy ass.
Hey,
Smelly. Queen's got a lot to say.
Smelly, this is Sweet
Day,
isn't it?
I'm rolling up. I don't know what y'all are doing. I'm rolling up.
Then you won't blame me if I do this.
While under the influence of marijuana, his blood pressure increases. He feels unusual hunger and his central nervous system changes. His perception of depth and dimensions is radically changed.
Yeah, I've had those effects.
Drag it, man. Try anything once. Fly. You can't get a habit from weed. Quit whenever you like. Don't be chicken.
You know what I'm saying? Anybody ever got that kind of peer pressure?
I'm not worried about it.
I didn't.
Talking about bad news. I called my home dealer today.
You called your home dealer? What is that? Is that some
my
new shit?
My home dealer. You know, you have cough syrup.
And buy weed.
But you also got people that do that from home. And they're a home dealer.
Home dealer. So that's a realtor, right? Same thing as a realtor.
No. He sells weed. He grows weed. He sells weed. But
they do have a red light district over there too, as well. You know.
Hold on. So I can come over there, and I can legally drive around and sell weed.
No, that's what I was gonna say. I called him today, like, "Hey man, I got my money in. What do you have?" He said, "Nothing now, and nothing for a little while. We got a visit from the cops."
Well,
we got
you can
a
get
visit.
Weed and a hoe over there legally. It's all good.
Damn, man, that trip, man.
You know,
Damn,
Netherlands.
Yeah.
No place like home, huh? Sorry.
Neverlands. Oh, Netherlands. My bad.
Netherlands.
I can name a few places like home.
Oh yeah, like what?
I wouldn't mind living in Jamaica.
Oh.
They just had a crazed gunman over there. They were.
I was gonna say somewhat. I was gonna say somewhat. Yeah, somewhat. No. I mean, see, we all going to these places because we're potheads. You know what I'm saying? We're not going for the cultural experience of it, unless it's to cultivate some weed. At least that's what I'm doing.
That's
for me to go, you know what I'm saying, and hang out in Jamaica, you know, I don't need my high blood. And what she just said, all I got down gumming running around, for me to step off the fucking plane into a state of emergency, the only fucking reason I came was to smoke weed. And I'm blowed when I get off the plane. Shit, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd rather go to Amsterdam, goddamn it.
Even though it's
fucking cold.
It's not only the weed. It's the weather also. You know,
I
hate the cold here.
The Caribbean.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the only what's a hot legal place to smoke weed at?
A sauna in the Netherlands.
Hell no. Hell no.
With a hot woman over there? I don't know.
Sorry.
Yeah, I guess we can go to Alaska for that then. You know what I'm saying? Get in one of them igloos. Yeah, get your 300 pounder local and shit. Fire her up, y'all be good and warm. You know what I'm saying? What the hell? I ain't got no lighter. Oh shit! And my skin is not thick enough to strike a match off of it, like some of you leathernecks out there. Strike a goddamn match off a bitch's face. Hey, damn! He's a rough motherfucker, man. Yeah.
That's like biting a bottle cap off of a bottle of beer with your teeth.
Hey,
you can always
yeah.
do it the old-fashioned way with a stick and some wood.
Yeah, I'll try that right now.
If you love to smoke, then you know there's no place left in America where you can light up a butt these days. That's why Carnival is proud to offer our new Smoker's Cruise. You'll board our luxury liner and be off to, who cares where you go. The point is, you'll be in international waters where you can smoke 24 hours a day for a full 2 weeks.
They let us smoke on the dance floor, at all our meals, even in the pool.
I like all the activities. Smoke alarms, cigar races. Hey, I met a babe who smokes unfiltered Lucky. Oh, what?
The Smoker's Crew. Sign up now for regular or menthol. Hey, it's not just a vacation. It's the lung boom.
It's my friend.
Everybody.
It is Steve's Day Wednesday. Thanks. I needed that.
Excuse me, people. Something's in the air.
No pain.
Shit. There's something in the air over here. What the fuck is it?
Something in my throat, you mean.
Can you
clear
dig it? Can you dig it?
Can you
dig
it? Everybody else is doing it. If he can handle bennies and beer, he should be able to handle a few harmless puffs. Just to see what it's like.
Oh, shit. Oh, man, what the hell? Government just came over and sprayed something in my house. Thank you, government, for finally doing something right. Ah. Reefer Madness in color. Yeah. 1937. God damn. 10 minutes and 56 seconds.
I got another one for you. You should watch it one time. It's funny. I got it from a friend, Dennis. Mm-hmm. Thanks once again. I liked it.
All right. Shouts out to Dennis for whatever drama he just sent us. They done made a real little motion picture out of this, huh?
Yeah, it was a black-white movie. They colored it in later.
Psychoff Government. Who the fuck is the Psychoff Government?
Got another one for you, but I gotta look it up. Don't find it.
Alright. If y'all wonder what the hell we talking about, we're on YouTube.com. Look it up, Reefer Madness. And you know, that's the old school term back in the day. Motherfuckers said reefer. They didn't call it weed. They didn't call it cannabis sativa. Or Delta Hydra 9 Carbonol, whatever the fuck big long stupid name that is. It was called reefer. Hey, man, you got some reefers? Like, what the fuck is reefers? With an S on it and shit. You got some reefers, man. You got some reefers? Yeah.
In 1937, this movie is.
Yeah, I'm. It looks like it was made in 1937.
Yeah.
Marihuana. M-A-R-I-H-U-A-N-A. Marihuana is that drug. A violent narcotic, an unspeakable scourge, the real public enemy number one. Its first effect is sudden, violent, uncontrollable laughter, Then come dangerous hallucinations. Space expands. Time slows down. Almost stands still. Fixed ideals come next, conjuring up monstrous extravagances followed by emotional. I got to take a puff of that one.
And don't forget to breathe.
Oh, yeah. In picturing its soul, destroying effects, no attempt was made to what big fuck-ass word that says. The scenes and incidents, while fixed. Sorry, people.
Put it on pause.
Oh, you talking about the movie. Oh.
Yeah.
If you have a
man, what are you guys smoking on, man?
Also check out the second YouTube
line over here.
All right, now everybody seen that the countermeasures, right, that I put in there? This is for the NOAA's National Ocean, what the fuck is it, National Oceanic something agency. And, but this was the countermeasures and, you know what I'm saying, shit they put in place as of June 3rd, 1979. You know what I'm saying? These is the countermeasures and after effects. So, this is all I'm saying. The shit is Emergency Response Division. Let's call them. Oh, we got the National Ocean Service, National Oceanic. Oh, didn't we call NOAA already?
Wasn't it OAA something?
Yeah, okay. Let's see if we can call the Office of Response and Restoration. Let's see. Okay, I'm gonna be looking for a phone number here. We're going to DARP. DARP is the ain't got no contact info. Everything points back to the NOAA, too. Ain't that a bitch? So that means we got to go back to the fucking NOAA. And locate specific staff, general spill emergency information, call Doug Helton, and it doesn't have a phone number. Or general program information. I don't know that shit. What the fuck am I looking for? Restoration, trustee, context. I'm going to read something to you.
My dear Dr. Carroll, the suppression of the use of marijuana and of the forces lurking behind it are the most important jobs this department is now engaged in. At the outset of this letter, there is one vital fact I would like to submit. There is a powerful agency. I speak of the school parent associations of this country.
The government.
Valuable in stamping out this scourge. Their help, their eternal vigilance, could be the deciding factor in our fight against it. The weed marijuana is grown in every state in the Union. Recently, in the city of Brooklyn, New York, a field of marijuana was found behind a tenement court. The weed was here being cultivated, regularly stripped and dried and sold in schools and at government army posts in and around New York. The dried leaves and berries are ground up and made into cigarettes by a simple hand machine.
Cigarettes? Cigarweed, motherfucker. Cigarweed.
Easily prepared. The sale of marijuana is even more difficult to detect and halt than the traffic in drugs such as opium, morphine, and heroin.
Yeah, you can track a fucking heroin addict by his goddamn track lines on his motherfucking arm. We stole goddamn opium. Look at the fucking eyes. You know what I'm saying? Fucking opium heads. All these goddamn drugs they keep talking about cause totally different fucking effects, you know what I'm saying, than all the other kind of shit you talking about. Crack, fucking cocaine. I don't give a fuck what drug you talking about. Anything else is uncivilized, like the commercials say.
You know, the guys that take shots that don't want others to figure it out, they don't use their arm.
What, they use the ass?
No, I think they use the bottom of their feet.
Oh, yeah. Shit, man, motherfuckers do all kinds of shit. Bitches sniff heroin. Motherfuckers inject heroin. Bitches do anything and everything they can to get motherfucking drugs into their body. Bitches drop cocaine, which is what they call putting it in a motherfucking, they put it in a little, and I've seen this from friends. I've never taken cocaine in my life, dated people who, you know what I'm saying, experienced that shit. It's never been my choice of drug. Never been a pill popper. Don't even like motherfucking prescription drugs, let alone some goddamn ecstasy shit. That's a motherfucking old grandpa sitting in the back shed making and shit. Hey, man, you kids, fucking come try this shit out. Tell me what it does. He ain't trying it. You know what I'm saying? He wants you motherfuckers to try it. I ain't with that shit, man. You stupid motherfucker. I be asking, man, what's in the pill? I don't know, dog. It's just some shit in there. Houston, we have some problems.
Yeah, pretty much. Hey,
I don't be with that shit. All right, so check this out. This is what we're finna do. Let me send shots out to everybody real quick. And attention, guest 857. You don't get no motherfucking shout out. You get a motherfucking go sign your ass up. You know what I'm saying? This is not a family show. Yeah. Hey, oh yeah, sorry people. Hey, Queen of Tees, goddammit. If your ass do too many motherfucking too many LOLs up in this motherfucker, you get muted. So shit.
Yeah, don't laugh.
Y'all better yeah, y'all better go slow with the L's. You know what I'm saying? Y'all better space it out. Do an L, space L, then another L, then O, then L. Y'all gotta break your shit up.
Just a whip out.
You know? Uh oh, he's trying it. He's trying it. He's pushing the system. Go, guys. Go. Let's see if the experiment works. Sex, you know, cyanide has been banned. Ah, right, there you go. All right, shouts out to the Heavenly Angel, Jaime Garcia, Jaime Havocon. Who the hell is that?
Florida UFO.
Florida UFO, yes.
Is that his real name or something?
Jamie, yes.
I'm saying, who's Jamie Havocon?
Jamie and Jaime. That's Florida UFO. Florida UFO, yes.
Y'all got me fucked up now. Y'all got me
fucked up. It's right. Complicated.
Prophet, fuck, so. Prophet Jackal, Queen of Tees, goddammit. And the motherfucking cyanide up in this motherfucker. Y'all got me all confused. Using
the motherfucking cyanide?
Yeah. Motherfucking cyanide up in this motherfucker, man.
I
you know that, I'm sorry, brother. You. Okay. For all my overseasters.
I know what you mean. It's just using
you. Yeah, for all my overseas, you know what I'm saying? Motherfucker is our everybody is a motherfucker. Everything
mofo.
Is a motherfucker. Motherfucker. Or mofo. Yeah, either mofo or motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? For this show purpose, you know, I keep it clean, so I only use motherfucker. I mean, mofo. Yeah, motherfucker. Y'all both are. You know what I'm saying? But, in general, people be like, yeah, man, you know that mofo, man? He was down there tripping. You know, what's up, mofo? You know, it's just general, you know? Yeah, it's just.
I know what you mean. I was just messing with you.
It's just general. Somebody call me on the back line, people. No, I ain't answering the fuck that. I don't know why the hell you calling me on the back line. All right, so what we're finna do real quick alike, right? Because we're supposed to be smoking and shit. So,
oh, yeah.
Rolling up
another one. Yeah, I got a little smoke song for you guys. Smoke something like...
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That's marijuana.
That's marijuana. Good stuff, too. Oh, man. Oh, my God. All right. Yeah, that's how we do it in Reno.
That's why I'm going to fucking Reno. All right, y'all, we're coming right back at you, man. We got to get a little smoke and toke going on, you know what I'm saying? Today is what the fuck is in your water weed day. And smoke them if you got them. If you ain't, sit the fuck on and chill. We'll be right back at you. It's Wrecking the Game Radio. Captain Smells So Good.
This is for the thugs. And this is for the thugs. This is for everyone. that wanna feel good. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Yeah, pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Yeah, pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Yeah, pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to feel good, it's time to feel good, y'all.
Sitting here smoking, talking, thinking about life as I puff up pass, but nobody's in sight. Ooh, we the whole damn tree for me. Sit back with a little draw and I'm off the heat. Blowing a gun in the air like a cool ass breeze. Now, puff a pass and give it back to me. So, pass a blunt and you know that's a show. Don't keep it to yourself and then you let it go. Now, I'm tired of you weak niggas. With your crack, powder, and pill selling, trying to hurt my figure. But you know that my blunt is swollen and with a puff of the draw, you know my world is open. So I pass the blunt in my hood. And wait for the blunt, cause that shit is good. Please don't pass it to me if it's short. No. You can keep that to yourself and that's the show. Come on.
Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Yeah. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Yeah. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Yeah. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to feel good, it's time to feel good, y'all.
Yeah. With a fresh roll blunt and blush our eyes, but that's no surprise. So we stay high, passing the blunt, watching the time pass by. Slow but surely, cause we love to get high. So pass the blunt, my nigga, if you got that fire. Please step off of me and pass the toast. I told you before, but pass it to me if it's show. Come on. This is 2005, you know what I'm saying? We live up in the booth, you know what I'm saying? One time, my nigga Nate Sizzle on the beat, you know what I'm saying? Putting it down for this track, pass the toast, pass the blunt, you know what I'm saying? We're coming out with that remix, pass the drink, you know what I'm saying? One time, my nigga J.E.T. setting them boys free, and I'm Mr. Smell So Good, you know what I'm saying? Of what smells so good? Y'all know where to find me, you know what I'm saying? That's how we get down.
Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up.
Yeah.
Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up.
If it's got weed in it, pass it. If it's on your finger and you can light it, pass it. I smoke it, you know what I'm saying? Only if it's the green. That's how we get down, baby. Pass the toast, pass the blunt. On this remix, and we're coming out with a pass the drink. Y'all come out and check that one out too, you know what I'm saying? Beats by Nate Dizzle, and then we out.
Get your blood.
flavors. I'm the base, most blunted, I'm a stoner. I get keys on the daily. See where I'm from, we roll nothing but fatties. My swag, so savvy. I troll, like I smell like granddaddy. I know you like that. Fuck, fuck, that's a show about that. I got grams, I got dips, I got pounds, don't trip. You're fucking with the realest that smokers. Straight low, kids, K got flavor. It don't stop, it don't quit. My game stay point plus, I stay big.
And I wanna get high, roll up and pray. And I wanna get high, roll up and pray. And I wanna get high, when I'm up in the sky, I don't ever wanna come down. And I wanna get high, roll up and pray. And I wanna get high, roll up and pray. And I wanna get high.
Off from one session, I'm so in the sky, I'm in a different dimension. Best weed in the world, the bay I'm repping. See his head straight low, I thought I should mention. I'm seeing on me in the blunt, that's a perfect picture. Make sure it's dark perp and a great swisher. It tastes so good, it's my favorite flavor. I'm a modern day hippie, I'm a straight up stoner. Ask about the boy Indy, they tell you I go. Purple indicus, and I got the trope. Fire chronic grape, and white rhino. Hot till I die, that's the way it goes. Look at the clock, drop a blunt. You know the time, smell it from a mile away. Look at it shine, I gotta get it, gotta have it. I'm on my grind, I made a lot of money. Now it's time to get high.
Wow, that's how I just felt. All right, people.
Beam me aboard. Energize.
Energize.
All right, welcome. Uh-oh. We only got half staff up here, do we? Oh, people, sorry. I only got half staff. Her boobies are missing. Her boobies are missing. Move, Timmy. Oh, man. You had old school, the old school dirty words, boobies. Let me beam her boobies in.
And another
cut
one.
Off size. Cut off size arm the other day and shit.
Why don't you beam in? Why don't you beam them both in instead of one?
Well, how about we just do a hard beam? This hard beamer. Gotta hit her with the hard beam sometimes. You like that, don't you? Yeah. Oh.
Kevin, I suggest
here,
Vulcan mind probe.
Oh. Sound a little dirty there, people. Hey, check it out, people. We got 5 minutes to the Netted News. Check this out.
It's brought to you by Wendy's. It's not fast food. It's worse.
Fuck you, Baltimore.
If you're coming up buy a new car this weekend,
you're a big enough smut to come to Big Bill Hell's Car.
Bad deal.
Cars that break down.
See,
if you think you're going to find a bargain at Big Bill,
you can kiss my ass.
It's our belief that you're such a stupid motherfucker,
you'll fall for this bullshit.
Guaranteed.
If you find a better deal,
shove it up your ugly ass.
You heard us right.
Shove it up your ugly ass.
Bring your tray.
Bring your tie.
Bring your wife.
We'll fuck her.
That's right. We'll fuck your wife.
Because it's Big Bill Hell.
You're fucked 6 ways from Sunday.
Take a hike
to Big Bill Hell.
Home of Talon's pissing.
That's right, Talon's pissing.
How does it work?
If you can piss 6 feet in the air straight up and not get wet,
you get no down payment.
Don't wait. Don't delay.
Don't fuck with us or we'll rip your nuts off.
Only at Big Bill Hell.
The only dealer that tells you to fuck off.
Hurry up, asshole.
This event ends the minute after you write us a check.
And it better not bounce or you're a dead motherfucker.
Go to hell.
Big Bill Hell's car.
Baltimore's filthiest
and exclusive home of the meanest sons of bitches in the state of Maryland. Guaranteed.
Big Bill's Hell's Cars. You can find them at 1232 North Caroline Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21213. Or you could call them at area code 410-685-0982.
Yeah. What the hell is this? It was the last day of school in 1976, a time they never forget. If they only could remember. Who the fuck has ever seen Dazed and Confused?
No, that's the number one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Let me check it out on the movie there. The
I ain't never seen that shit. Never heard no motherfucking Dazed and Confused. I got Pineapple Express at what was that, number 5 or something like that? 5 or 6? When Cheech and Chong came in 3rd, of course, that should have been like fucking 1st. It's fucking ultimate goddamn hype. Ain't nobody, you ain't never seen a fucking smoke movie where a bitch rolled around with a goddamn van made of weed.
right up.
Getting the whole goddamn town high. Ain't never been a fucking smoke movie like that. It's number fucking one, man. That movie is number fucking one. Damn, nobody say shit. Pineapple Express, for action, most action in a goddamn pothead movie, you know what I'm saying, I ever fucking seen. You know what I'm saying? It was Pineapple Express. Came in fucking first. These are all my personal views, people. Cast your own votes.
I made my top five. Do you want to hear it?
You made a who?
I made the top five of the movie.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay, hold on, people. We got some top five music. Let's get some top five music going on here. For you. Let me get your top five read out. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. You want porn music. My bad. God, I was dealing with
it. Everybody wants porn music.
The guy who I was dealing with. There you go, brother. Good old porn music for you. All right. Go ahead. We got the top five people coming out of the Netherlands. Mr. Sinai.
I'm going to start at five. And my number five is Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. My number four, Pineapple Express. I didn't know it until a few months ago when Jekyll recommended to me. So thanks again, buddy.
Highly recommend.
Number three, Friday and all the sequels to it. Gotta love them. Number two, Half Baked, The Man on the Couch, my favorite.
Yes.
And number one, Cheech and Chong, Up in Smoke.
How you doing?
Oh, I guess Smelly is taking a call.
No, he answered the bat line.
Oh, okay. You wanna comment on my list? I guess you've seen them all, Angel?
No, I haven't seen them all, but I will watch them this weekend.
Which one didn't you see?
Dazed and Confused.
Dazed and Confused, I haven't seen that too. I have to get that one. Whoa, I think my connection is freaking out here. Or is that... thanks, Jekyll.
Oh, man.
Did you see that Pineapple Express?
No, I haven't seen that one either. There's a few of them on there I haven't seen that I need to watch.
Yeah, Jekyll recommended to me. It's really good. You should watch that if you have a chance.
What's your address?
6315.
Oh, but what's the weather like over there right now?
Not so good, actually. Didn't I tell somebody that they could have the sun when I started work? Well, I started work and it's been raining all day, so I've made a false promise.
Oh, that's nasty weather.
Yeah. But Friday I have off from work and I have a 3-day weekend again.
Well, it's 4-day weekend here.
A 4-day weekend? What do you have on Monday?
Memorial Day weekend.
Okay, that's in the beginning of May, 4 and 5th May, we got Memorial Day, and that we got that we got liberated in World War II, that's the day after.
It's not quite old, Mark, I guess it's a bit old.
Now we're gonna fill up some dead air, with Smiley still talking in the background, that's not easy.
I'm having a moment here.
Yeah, me too. We can
I don't know about you.
Well, I don't know the way
yeah, you know me.
Weeds Day Wednesday here. So.
You know me, so yeah. We stay every day.
Rolling it up right now. It's legal for me.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
When you get a medical prescription.
Yeah, I live over here, so people don't do any illegal stuff, only when you got a medical or you live in the Netherlands. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, I'm not breaking any laws here.
Yeah, well, I won't be able to
me neither.
That's my grinder in the background, in case you want to know.
I know that sound. I know that sound from everywhere.
So how do you prefer smoking it?
Turn into the street. How do I prefer smoking it? A lot.
Most definitely.
No, it's Long Boat Road, the Ashland Street.
So what flavor do you have right now?
Sorry?
What flavor?
Oh, I'm having a crystal wheat here, which is a nice white-looking wheat. It tastes pretty sweet. I had to take a break from my favorite, Amnesia. I've been smoking that for, like 3 months. And while it tastes very good, after 3 months, you want something different.
3 months, that's a long time for the same thing.
Yeah, but it's almost the best wheat you can get in the entire world, so. But too bad that my source has got a visit from the cops today, so he won't able to hand me large.
Ain't this a bitch? Hey, people. I'm going to have to take a commercial break. I had a fucking detective come to my goddamn house.
That's even better on mine. We can't beat that.
All right. I already know. I got to take a commercial break. And then we'll come back with another new...
Sounds good.
I got to clear the house out real quick. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
Yeah. God damn it. Jesus. All right. Right back.
This is another Deacon Falls production. DBR, Track Boy, Track Boy. My name is John New.
This is where I just a friend. She's been sleeping where I've been, acting like your next of kin. Though you keep me hanging on, same old story, same old song. Once again I must remind, please review my exit sign. This is where I draw the line. This is where I close the door. Can't take your secrets anymore. Too many calls are not returned, so some bridges must be burned. Some poor fools, they never learn. I bought a vowel, got a flu. I solved a puzzle and now we're through. Some other lifetime I'll be thine, but as for the present time, this is where I draw the line. I still believe love is good. Yes, I got hope for someone new. Can taste new candy on my plate. Might forget just where I've been, traveling down the same dead end. But thanks a lot for showing me I deserve better, and now you're free. Don't wanna take up all your time, I only called to drop a dime. This is where I draw the line. This is where I draw the line. This is where I draw the line.
All right, people. We waiting on the motherfucking detectives to goddamn come calling and shit. So, beam everybody back up in this motherfucker. Y'all hold on a second. Yeah, walk over. All right. And go ahead and beam everybody back up in here before I get back into it. We're going to go ahead and get to another new shit before this motherfucker get it. I don't know what the fuck. Ooh, all right. Got the house smelling like weed and roses. And, it's going down. So we're back live. We're back live, people. All right. Of course, you already see in a few minutes. We'll be getting a visit from the Pope Easels. So, you know, if I happen to go off the air and y'all hear something like,
darkness, everybody, everyone's darkness is spreading.
Y'all know what time it is. They're here. No, I just got this is one detective coming and shit. He got to put me on tape. Everything they do, and you know what I'm saying, when you're in an investigation, has to go on audio. Can't do no phone over the phone conversation. So either I got to go down there to a police station, or you got to come to me. So,
could say hear anything that was said on the show because of course we and Angel, me and Angel, keep talking, and of course we were talking about weed. So.
Oh well, I mean, this is a Fifth Amendment show. They ain't got nothing to do with the fuck I'm doing on this show.
Yeah, and you're the host, and I'm legal, and Angel is legal, so what's the problem?
Oh, well, hey, ain't a problem with me. They make it a problem. He ain't come here for that shit. He come to goddamn ask some questions. Uh-oh. It's the bat line. Hello?
12-3.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. All right. I hear my government name and everything.
I'll be there shortly.
Yeah, y'all heard all that?
Yep.
Y'all didn't hear none of that. Just pretend y'all ain't
heard
none
it. We heard it.
Going down, boy. On his way. On his way. Told him it'd take him like 30 minutes. I was like, oh, man, my bad. Y'all cops. It's going to take probably like 15. He said, no, man, I'll be all traffic laws. Yeah, all right. Y'all do not obey the traffic laws. All right, so he on his way. I guess we're going to go ahead and do what we do anyways. Fuck it, man. Let's get on into it. Here we go. About to get into the segment, man. This part of the day is normally at the top of the hour. We're a little late. But every top of the hour right here, Monday through Saturday, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we do what is called the Nutty News of the Day. The Nutty News of the Day is brought to you part by www.nuttynewstoday.com for all your wild, weird, crazy, off-the-wall news from around the world. And I mean the world. And this is my other porn song I always like to play anyway. You know what I'm saying? Good porn song. It's business time. All right. We're going to go ahead and get into a short version. Of the Nutty News of the Day. Simply because the Popo's are on the way. And since he's on the way, I guess I have some appropriate music to play for the Popo's. How about that? Let's play some Popo music. Do 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 do. Do 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 do.
We got some nutty news going on in the chat room, so I can
read. I've seen that.
Read it word for word now, you know? Come on.
I ain't
there
even
you go.
Getting into
you don't
that.
Even have to go anywhere.
I ain't even reading into that.
From around the world.
The world.
And right here.
I'm not anything that's got to do with wiener schnitzels.
Pickled in a jar.
Being removed. Yeah.
Yeah. You know. Pickled sausage is right. Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Now my dog has sausage.
Oh, shit. Hey, want sausage.
What do
all
we
right,
really got here? I don't know. What's going on today?
Oh, man. Take a quick. Speaking of juice to wash the breath out, you know what I'm saying? Oh, shit, got my grind all by me.
Yeah, is everything cleared out, you know?
Right.
No crumbs laying around?
That's true.
What'd
yeah.
you do with that blunt? Where's that blunt at?
I was at the end of that one anyway.
I have a good story for you.
Yeah, that was the first one. What about
my favorite soccer team from Amsterdam, about 2 years, went to a friendly away match in Dubai. And of course some supporters went along with the team to go and watch the match. And one of the guys forgot that he had a little bit of weed in his pocket. Well, he was looking about 20 to 30 years in jail in Dubai, but the soccer club managed to get him out. Don't know how, but he got out after 2 weeks.
Damn! Well, that was weed.
Yeah. I took weed in the plane once.
Damn.
But there were no issues. It was a business class plane, so.
I ain't gonna tell you. I do what I do. Hey, got to bring a sample from everywhere you go. You know what I'm saying? Everywhere you go. That's real. I cannot be into the chat room. Y'all just.
I'm sorry, but if I ever come to Florida, I'm not being able to bring it along with me. That's a little bit too risky. The other plane was from the Netherlands to Germany, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You talking about too many checkpoints?
Oh yeah, and it was business, so I was really amazed that they don't have checks anyhow. You just move along.
All right, well, check this out, people. We're going to go ahead and give you about 4 or 5 articles. Because I know he's going to be here. He's zooming and shit. So, we're in Burlington, Vermont. Yeah. I don't know if anybody heard about this. Hotel painting vanishes and then reappears.
Nope. We did.
Police in Burlington said a 6-foot-long landscape painting that was stolen from a waterfront hotel has now reappeared, thanks to an unidentified man seen on surveillance video walking up to the door and putting it down before running away. The courtyard Burlington Harper painting by some guy, whatever the hell, turned up missing on April 27th. Oh, why the hell? What kind of prank is that? That must be a college prank or something. Hey, let's go steal the painting in front of the hotel. Yeah,
well, somebody just stole it and they regretted that they did it, so they brought it back. That happens more often.
Right. Sausage.
Yeah,
sausage. Oh. I thought the dog was going to keep barking every time I said sausage.
Yeah, but I'm petting her now.
Sausage. Leave the fucking dog alone. All right, we're over here in Minnesota, man. Yeah, only in Minnesota where a woman gives birth while driving. Dun, dun, dun. 29-year-old Amanda McBride, hopefully she's a bride, was working a late shift, thought she was already more than a week past, though she was already more than a week past her expected due date. She left work and picked up the baby's father, Joseph Phillips. Phillips can't drive because he suffers seizures, so McBride stayed behind the wheel. McBride said that the labor pains weren't that bad, but when her water broke, she told Phillips to grab the wheel. Ooh.
Man, I knew that women are better at multitasking than men, but this stopped it all.
Oh, damn, she catching the baby, pressing the gas. Damn, she's doing all that at once. Go, girl, you go, girl. Cleaning up the fluid.
And of course, doing the lipstick at the same time to look good on the
hospital. Ugh, I gotta clean up before the ambulance get here. And breastfeeding. Damn! Alright, people. Providence, Rhode Island. Mayor's brother, an ex-con. Yeah, open sandwich shop. A former attorney whose brother is the mayor of Providence, Rhode Island, has gone from federal prison inmate to sandwich shop owner. The new business is called Federal Wrap. Hell nah. John Cicilline tells the Providence Journal that he became known for making wraps while in federal prison, where he was sent in 2008 after pleading guilty to shaking down a pair of drug dealers. Yeah, got your ass shut down, dude. Alright, Saudi Arabia. Saudi woman beats up virtue cop. What the is a virtue cop? When a Saudi religious policeman sauntered, what the fuck is sauntered? Sauntered about an amusement park in the eastern Saudi Arabian city of Al Mubarak, looking for unmarried couples illegally socializing. He probably wasn't expecting much. He probably wasn't expecting much opposition. Who, first of all, who the fuck hires a police to go and look for motherfucking unmarried couples? What the fuck are you checking? How the fuck do you know if they married or unmarried? That must be what you're doing. So you stopping at every couple talking about, hey, you got, what the fuck is that about?
So it's illegal to socialize if you're not married. How do you meet a woman then? It's all arranged over there?
I don't know that. But when he approached a young 20-something couple meandering through the park together, he received an unprecedented whooping. It is a crime in Saudi Arabia for unmarried men and women to mix.
What the
fuck? Damn. What?
Gotta take that out of my list of possible countries to go to. Saudi Arabia, no good.
Hey, let me take that off the to fly through list. Goddamn, we ain't even flying through that motherfucker in case we might have a goddamn emergency landing. That is
not even going in the area.
All right, let's get the porn music back on. Don't forget, people, this is What the Fuck is in Your Water Wednesday, man. Weeds Day. Please call all your local chapters, local officials, and ask them what the fuck is going on in the Gulf, man. The Gulf of Mexico is steady spilling out water, and it's about to reach the Florida Keys to be in my fucking backyard. So, yeah, you guys to hit the phone, you know what I'm saying? Call your officials. Call BP, British Petroleum, Halliburton. Fucking Raytheon, any of the motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? Senators, congressmen, government, anybody who motherfucking open their ear and try to damn discuss, you know what I'm saying? This shit is real serious. Because in a minute, you motherfuckers ain't going to have no tourist spot to come to, all you part-time Floridians and shit. Your ass is going to be coming down here because the beaches are going to be all oil slick and fucked up. So, yeah, you get on top of that, people. Got to get on top of that. All right? And in China, man pulls airplane with a rope attached to his eyelids. Oh!
Why do you want to do that?
Fuck is wrong with you people? A Chinese martial arts expert has pulled an aeroplane for 5 meters. Nothing unusual in that. Except that he did it with a rope attached to his eyelids. God damn. What the fuck? What the hell kind of shit you smoking on that make you want to do some shit like that? I think I just want to pull the plane with my eyelids, man. Not my head, not my neck. My fucking eyelids. Ain't nobody ever did that.
I think it's a drug that you don't feel anything.
Man. 50-year-old Dong Cheng Xing carried out the stunt in Jilin province. It took him less than a minute to pull the half a ton aircraft for 5 meters. Damn, why ain't no, I don't, I'm shitting me if I'm fucking with you. Straight armbar nigga and shit. Oh, psh, psh, psh.
People got too much free time on their hands. Why don't you give me some?
Psh, psh. Damn. All right, Pensacola, Florida. Fish pulls woman into ocean. Hell no. A Florida woman suffered minor injuries when a fish she was trying to net for her husband pulled her off a pier into the ocean. Patricia Tenuto was trying to land a redfish her husband had hooked at a fishing pier at Pensacola Beach, Florida. The fish was in the net, almost to the pier, had a burst of energy. God damn. That's a motherfucking burst. If that shit can pull you off the goddamn boat. Damn.
Well, there are some big fish in the sea.
Yeah. Sad story,
anyway,
no?
Leave those creatures alone.
Yeah, man. That's pretty sad. We got a sad story, man. Middlefield, Connecticut, 20-year-old dies after falling off cliff. Wow. State police said a man died after falling off a cliff on Kickapoo Road. Kickapoo. What the fuck is that? You kicking shit down the road? Kickapoo? All right. Michael Budry, 20, of Meriden, was drinking. Oh, well, that probably explains it. And hang out with three friends on the cliff. Yeah, that's the smartest spot to get fucked up. One of his friends dropped her phone, and it landed on a ledge. Police said Bugie tried to retrieve the cell phone, but lost his footing. He fell about 75 feet. I'll be questioning the friends on that one. Yeah. Married at the road. Oh. All right, let me get my damn music prop back up. That's sad, though. Still fucked up. I mean, but people, listen. Drinking and cliffs don't mix. You know what I'm saying? That's something like...
Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me that you built a time machine? Kind of a DeLorean?
The way I see it, if you're going to build a time machine into a car, why not do it with some style?
Tavern, where do you leave me to drink?
Yeah, hello. Is Mike there? Last name, Roch.
Hold on, I'll check. My crotch! My crotch! Hey, has anybody seen my crotch lately?
Oh.
A time machine.
Intermediate prank calls, people. We have intermediate prank calls.
We're talking to a time machine, a time machine right now.
That's real. See,
yeah, what's the time over there? What's the time over there?
Man, it is 1:29 p.m. in Florida.
It's 7:29 p.m.
in the morning.
And I heard like four different times right there. Okay,
7:29.
What time is it in Washington? Okay, it's in Netherlands. We're in the Netherlands. What time is it in the Netherlands?
7:29 p.m.
P.m.
Yes, p.m.
Okay, and we got
the West Coast, Washington State.
West Coast?
West Coast in the house. 10:30 a.m. in the morning. Weeds Day Wednesday.
It's still in the morning. Damn. I'm all in the afternoon.
Still rubbing the eyes here, you know. Good morning. What time is it
there? Good morning. Good morning. Oh. My bad. You know, I get into my karaoke moments every once in a while. You know what I'm saying? Karaoke. You know? Got to get the karaoke on. Yeah, y'all call it karaoke. I call it karaoke because, you know.
Drink it in. It always goes down smooth.
Oh. All right, we're
going.
So
what time is it there? Is it, what, 1:30?
Yeah, it's 1:30. It's 1:30.
T-H-U-T-T-Y,
1:30. Yeah, I said it right, 1:30. Check this out. We're in Sweden, where worst doctor in Norway is now working in Sweden. Surgeon who lost the right to operate in Norway after 29 cases of malpractice is working unhindered at a hospital in northern Sweden, where managers were previously unaware of her error-strewn past. In one case, Danish doctor Johan Krol, 62, stormed out on a bleeding patient in the middle of a surgical procedure after losing her temper with a colleague in the operating theater.
Oh, yeah, I shouldn't laugh about that. That's really sad.
That's fucked up. And it's fucked up that y'all hired
those guys get paid so much money, they could at least be professional.
You know what I'm saying? What the? Okay, people. I believe I have to give an award to those guys.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
Yeah. That's an award for certain people. Some people get fired on their day off for doing stupid shit. And then some people just get cussed the fuck out for doing fucked up shit. You know what I'm saying? Pedophiles, anybody along that line, you know what I'm saying? They get the, sack of shit, piece of something, trash bag, something, some other kind of shit he just did. All right. Here we go. Keep it moving, people. Over in the nuttiest place on the planet, goddamn UK. Damn what y'all say. Duchess of York has a serious lapse in judgment. Yeah, Britain's Duchess of York has apologized for a serious lapse in judgment after she was caught in a newspaper sting, apparently offering access to ex-husband Prince Andrew in exchange for cash. Who the fuck would want his ass? Yeah. Sarah Ferguson also admitted having financial problems after she appeared to agree to be paid £500,000 by a journalist posing as a businessman in a video that was secretly filmed by the News of the World. Basically, you're busted. Dumbass. Boy, look at him, boy. Rich, trying to stay rich. Scared to be poor. Come on down here and listen to the radio show. Oh! Frederick, Maryland. Man who stole crashed plane to pay just $40. Okay. A homeless man caused about $12,000 in damage when he stole and crashed a single engine airplane at a Maryland airport. But he'll pay just $40 in restitution. Damn. Frederick County Circuit Judge E. Edward Dwyer Jr. expressed surprise upon learning of the small amount. Prosecutors explained that insurance had paid for all the damage except for $40 deductible. So go out and crash. Go out and accidentally crash your plane today. Just make sure nobody in it.
Sally, I would like to name know the name of the company, because I think I'm going to take an insurance there.
Hey, you feel me? Because if y'all paying for it like that off top,
hey.
Like damn, $12,000, y'all paid $11,960. Damn, they must be keeping up on their premiums. Toledo, Ohio. Shouts out to Miss Computer Lady. Better watch yourself, because there's an 18-year-old that stabs mom over cheeseburger. Okay. Somebody was off the medication, and I'm not talking about the marijuana. Toledo woman is out of the hospital after her son stabbed her over a cheeseburger. Police arrested 18-year-old Aaron Dickhead Dean. Oh, excuse me. But you can leave that in there. He has been charged with one count of felonious assault after an initial court appearance. Police say Dean choked and stabbed his mom because she didn't bring him a cheeseburger. Okay.
Damn, he really had the munchies, didn't he?
I mean,
let's hope not.
Didn't she bring a normal?
No good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Deserves the award, yeah.
He's an asshole.
You know what I'm saying?
Did she bring him nothing to eat, or did she bring him something else?
Well, I guess you'll have to go to nuttynews.com.
I think I remember this name. I think I remember this news, and the fact was that she didn't bring him a cheeseburger, but a normal hamburger. Ooh.
No, man, don't have me to read into it like that, because then he got to get another award.
Yeah, he needs another
award. Motherfucker. Hell, kind of shit is that. All right, people, we got to get his asshole another award. Let's see what we want to give him.
Shut the fuck up. You speak when fucking spoken to, okay? This is not fucking high school, motherfucker.
Fucking 18-year-old dumbass. Fucking.
You've gone soft on us like some schoolboy bitch. You sound like a gay.
Fucking asshole. That's what you ought to tell him, you know what I'm saying? Just corner him off, you know what I'm saying? And be like, hey,
shut
you.
Shut the fuck up. You speak when fucking spoken to, okay? This is not fucking high school, motherfucker.
Yeah, where is the popo? Someone's asking in the chat room.
I don't
Queen.
Know.
Uh-oh, there
uh-oh.
They are.
Uh-oh,
Batman.
Uh-oh.
Listen.
Y'all speaking them up, man. Oh, Lord. And she ain't even gonna know why either. Damn. Nah, I ain't forget you. I'm in some shit right now.
You're in deep, huh?
Yeah. Not really, but yeah. Okay. Last but not least, Daytona Beach, Florida. Life.
That line again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey,
They're here. What's he gonna do? Is he gonna end the show, or are we gonna have to continue like this?
On air.
Yeah, not talking about what I was going to talk about. That might get him in trouble. Just wait out what's going on there.
Alright, gotta play a quick song and I'll be right back.
DJ smells so good.
I know some of y'all catch me like, damn, how she still with him? They done been through this. It done been too bad. But when you got a good, now put it down. And when he's doing his thing, mama, some things can be overlooked. For real.
Girl, don't be slow now. Get your homie. Put some family in. You know I keep it real. What's round and tell ya. Go ahead and do what you do. But it ain't no game. Give it to me, mommy, do it with no fear. In the morning, she cooking me breakfast. Straighten me a top, cause she don't talk too reckless. Diamond princess, diamond necklace. This right here makes her miss it. If I'm away, away too long. This right here, got her so gone. Got her own ringtone when she call my phone. Very independent, head game strong. And this right here, pop my clutch, then I switch my gears. Whisper sweet, nothing's in her ear. Raw deal, raw deal, this right here. Girl, don't be blown out. Get your homie, put some family in. You know I keep it real, what's round and tell ya. Go ahead and do what you do, it ain't no game.
Right here, after arguments, dog, I have an end.
up, break up, loving when we make up. Pretty smile, pretty skin with no makeup.
Girl, don't be slow when I get you home. Put some time in, you know I keep it real. I'm trying to tell you, go ahead and do what you do. It ain't no game.
Right here.
Black women is different than white women. See, white women go swimming.
It's the bad guy, Trick Daddy artist on Don't Ride a Records, representing the whole Miami-Dade County. And I fuck with my nigga, DJ Smell So Good.
I ain't like everybody else. I got something that'll hit your ass. I ain't gay, but I stole that split that ass. Wide open to the organ. How you laying in the touch by the gray organ? And I don't need a click, but they gon' have me off in a prison beating my dick. You gon' snitch. When the shit hit the fan, nigga, he gon' snitch. And I ain't playing with a bitch. I'll fuck around and kill me and every nigga on the bitch. I ain't scared to die. Find a big motherfucking nigga, I ain't scared to try. Bad guy, I don't fuck with nobody. Nobody. I ain't like everybody else. I don't need niggas, I do it myself. I cheat, I rob, I straighten, I drop. Nigga, I ain't like everybody else. I don't need niggas, I do it myself. I cheat, I rob, I straighten, I drop. Nigga, who fire on me, better use it. Better hope I die when you do it. I come back like a villain in a movie. A lot of y'all niggas bust dick in a movie. With all them niggas round here.
Okay.
Is that all 911?
Yeah.
B, is you know him?
Yeah, he told me some Friday he was going to call you.
And he hasn't called me. I left a message, a voicemail on his, I guess it's his girlfriend's phone.
Yeah.
536 number, yeah. Something like that. I left a number for him to call me. He has not called me. That's neither here nor there. I'm just letting you know. I did interview DJ Reginald, what's his last name? Scott Reginald?
Reginald.
Scott. Yeah. I did interview him. And I started interviewing some of the officers, the ones getting out of complaint against me. And in doing so, that's when I, doing them and making inquiries and checking in. Then I find that, the one at the car had a camera in it.
Mm-hmm.
And
I figured everybody had a camera in the unit, at least the MARC units.
No. In fact, a lot of them don't. They really should have.
I thought that was standard. That's all of them standard. Yeah, I just do random footage, man. I ain't all that blown out of proportion when he stepped to me, like, real attacking to me. I'm like, man, I ain't got nothing to do with y'all doing.
On there, because with your interview, you said something about, let me find it. The part there where you're talking about where the officer had told you to back up or step away or something
he told me to back up some more, back up over there. So I backed up all back past my van. Stand that over there.
Describe it, said, following in time in the camera, an undercover officer approached, pulled up in front of the police car, the officer got out, they're doing whatever investigation they were doing, and I continue giving commentary. And then it says, the undercover officer basically turned around to me and said they could hear my commentary in my camera. Therefore, I explained to the officer that I was not talking to him, I was talking on camera. That is when the officer turned around, turn back around, approached me, and informed me that I could be arrested for impeding investigation. The officer asked me to take some steps back from away from the officer. I went, I took necessary steps. Anyway, to me, it can be read that what you're saying there is, because if you watch that clip from beginning to end, you walk up and you're giving commentary, saying all the stuff. The officer, turn around a couple times and look at you, and I don't know if he said something at that time, and you just can't hear because you're talking over it, or that's what I'm trying to
say. Yeah, but he didn't say it. He wasn't saying anything. When he looked back, I mean, he looking at me, he looking at me videotaping, but he ain't saying nothing.
So
we didn't have no dialogue at that point.
Okay.
It wasn't no
street dialogue. So the only dialogue you had with him was when he approached you and took your camera.
Yeah. And then that.
And that's when he asked you
about that. Yeah. But he had to yell that. I can hear you. We can hear you over here. I'm like, I'm talking into my camera. So
when did he say all that?
That was, I mean, when you see him turn around, that was one of the times he turned around and he was like, hey, that was probably like the third time. He was like, hey, we can hear you over here. And I'm like, well, hey, I'm talking into my camera. I wasn't talking to you guys.
That's exactly, maybe I missed, but I don't see that on the video, and that's what I'm trying to get at. Did he say something prior to walking up and taking your camera from
you? Well, no, I mean, that was just that. Everything that was on that video.
Just watch me and him. And see.
Everything on the video.
We watched at that point. You put it on pause, so you should.
Okay, here you go.
Be
walking up.
I'm just showing you how they do the motherfucking how they do down here, you know what I'm saying? That's how they pull you over. They got three sheep out this motherfucker, man. They got one, two,
Where I'm standing at right now is at the edge of the wall.
Mm-hmm.
This is the edge of the building right here. So you got a parking lot. You got the rest of the driveway.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got the street.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the distance that I'm standing from here. See, this is what I'm saying. Okay, you got him standing here.
Watch that. He'll start searching in a minute. Just watch.
No, I'm saying he said that these two officers.
Hold on.
Right
there. He's trying to walk to you.
Right
there. When did he say something to you?
Right there.
Right, then the next.
Yeah, because I cut the camera off and we started talking.
Well, the next video, it pops up real quick. It's the next one. It says.
Yeah. So it's no. Everything else is just verbal. It's just verbal. Just me and him. You know what I'm saying? Talking face to face.
So now you and I have together watched the video.
Mm-hmm.
And I've interviewed those officers about what the report says about, you know, he's saying it interfered and all that stuff.
No, it's a club.
And I'm interviewing those officers. And all I'm trying to do here is to clarify so I have a good understanding, and whoever reads this has a good understanding of your perspective and what happened. And the main thing is, after watching that video, you watched it, you refreshed your memory. Prior to him walking up to you on the video camera, did he give you any prior warnings? Did he say any? Did you have any previous encounters with him?
I don't even know if it was him. I mean, it probably was him, you know what I'm saying? But I was told, you know what I'm saying, to back away. But then that might have been after the camera was off, you know what I'm saying? So I could start filming again. But then I didn't get no chance to film again. He asked me to back up. It was pretty much done over. That's when we everything else is off camera after that.
Okay. That's what I understand. But is it your recollection? Because I can just tell you from watching the video in the police car. Stop the car, and several minutes pass before the vice car shows up. Four minutes pass, and then the canine shows up. And then the dog goes to the car, the whole nine yards. And then we're several minutes, I'd say around 10 minutes into the stop before you even show up in the video. More than 10 minutes, maybe even 15. Or 20. So that's what I'm getting at. Before, the main question is, you see in that video, you see yourself walking up there,
mm-hmm.
and you're filming, you're saying, hey, DJ Snow, so whatever it is you say, and you're walking up there. Is that the first time that you approached those officers? That night?
Sitting on the back of the Jeep, packing up, breaking the tent down, because there wasn't nothing underneath the tent, ready to pack up. And, yeah, I mean, I seen them, I watched them pull them over. I was still packing up. And then, I think when bikes pulled over, that's, you know what I'm saying, when a mass of cars came, that's when I started getting the tent.
Okay. After you saw,
it's a massive call.
It was after other police cars showed up. But prior to that, you didn't go up there, make some noise, didn't tell you to back away.
No.
you go get a camera and then you come back.
No, not only.
So your first time that you
was with the camera. Interaction was with the
first
camera.
Time you approached in the direction of that traffic stop is when you had
was
the
with
camera.
The camera.
I didn't see it, and I'm going to ask you on tape. I didn't see it on the video, didn't hear on the video. I'm telling you to back away. But you indicated in your previous interview that you did, or that you could be arrested.
But this is all off camera. This is all after my camera was cut off. So
it's actually,
I thought I was recording that. But see, that's why it's not a clip
okay.
up. But you know, after looking at the video, it took so long for me to get the video camera back. I didn't know what was on.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I thought I pushed it again, just so we can be standing there and I'm recording
him victim,
talking to me.
There's victim clips. I mean, one
and
part.
And it cut off.
There's a clip. It comes on real quickly, and I'm with the press.
That's going to be the whole.
I'm with the press.
PGCN.
You said I'm with the press. And I'm on private property.
Right. Yeah, with TGCN, yeah. But see, it was actually supposed to be still recording. I don't know what happened. I know he snatched my camera.
And that's probably what turned it off.
And because I was recording. I left it on record because I wanted to record the whole conversation. But when he snatched the camera out of my hand, that was it.
Okay.
So everything else after that is all verbal. That's when you need to back up. And then it turned from back up to just, you know, you're under arrest, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Come on, you gotta be joking.
Which DJ, without digging through my paperwork, find it.
Party Time?
So what's your name again? Reginald Scott?
Yeah, Reginald Scott.
So these are your two witnesses that were there?
Mm-hmm.
What's the zip code here?
33615.
Need you to read and sign that against the same burger form. It's a different one, but it's the same thing. I said I'm not going to use that to write on. It's just burger form. I don't think you perjured yourself. I just need something to clarify.
Hold on.
Yeah, Reginald, man. A little bit high strung, I think. He's very interruptive.
Yeah, too. Kind of
very, very interruptive.
Interactions, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is not like all of them. Yeah. Just check out the little videos on YouTube, man. It's just like, you know, some the police in the neighborhood do what they're supposed to do. Then you got others that just go beyond all the police. And it's like that. That's what leaves the bad taste in the residents' mouth. You know what I'm saying? Just one bad apple. It ain't everybody. One bad apple in a month. It's like, I don't wear my pants sagging if you walk in the neighborhood. And they got an ordinance because everybody don't want to be Joe Plummer now.
Well, I tell you what, everybody's got personal opinions about that.
I was always talking about wearing my pants up. Yeah, with a dog, man. That's it. But the fact he didn't make an ordinance out of it.
I saw a guy the other day, I kid you not, man, he's crossing over behind his avenue. And he's walking with his legs. He's walking like this because his pants are so down below his crotch.